When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We started the day off with the bad news that Julius Randle is out for the season. He will have to undergo shoulder surgery. He tried to rehab it for the last 2 months. He's been told by a couple of experts, if you don't get this done, it's not stable enough to play, and you could hurt yourself even further. So he's going to have the surgery as soon as he can, and that should get him ready for the beginning of the season. It has unbelievable ramifications now and in the future. Now being, I don't think the Knicks can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals when you remove that 25-10 and putting too much emphasis and too much stress on Jalen Brunson. It's hard for a 6-foot guard to lead a team to an Eastern Conference championship matchup, and I think it's going to be too tough without Julius Randle. They get OG Anunoby. Maybe they win a first-round series. I don't know. I think it'd be tough to get through a second round. Right now they're just holding on to get a playoff spot. Otherwise, they might drop into a play-in, which would be awful. So I don't want to paint doom and gloom, but once you take Randle out of the equation, I think it's just too much to overcome.
Well, that may be the big issue they're facing at this moment, this Knicks team, is you can't slip anymore in this playoff picture. Like, we're talking about winning series, but, Michael, it depends where you land in the playoffs in the first place. So at this moment, they'd end up with a series with Orlando, which would be tough. I think winnable if you have Anunoby. But you don't want to slip to six, and you certainly don't want to slip into the play-in game, which for a team that is undermanned on, the play-in game can kill you.
I think avoiding the play-in is the thing. I don't know if there's much of a difference between 4, 5, and 6 because they seem to match up well with Cleveland. So if you drop to 6 and Cleveland's 3,
not the worst thing in
the
world.
They can win that. And then if you finish 4 or 5, it ends up being with the Magic. The Nets did the Knicks a huge favor last night by beating the Pacers. Pacers are right now in the play-in, 3 games back of the Knicks.
Two back.
Well, in the loss column.
Three in the loss
is what you look at more so than anything else. But that would be quite different if the Pacers had won that game. Wouldn't you agree, Michael, if it's the Magic, if it's the Cavs, yeah, you'd like to get home court, but I feel like with a healthy OG Anunoby, they can get to the second round. And it's disappointing because that's as far as they got last year. But with all the injuries, I think you got to recalibrate. I think conference finals off the table. Not saying it can't happen, but I just don't think that could be the expectation anymore. But I think the expectation of getting to the second round, maybe you catch a couple of breaks, you play hard, you lose in 6 or 7 games, I think you can look and say that was a fun season and injuries took care of us. You lose in the first round, even with the injuries, Michael, I can understand a Knick fan being a little disappointed.
It stinks. I mean, when you consider how they played in January, they could have beaten anybody. They could have beaten the Celtics the way they played in January. Everything was clicking. OG Anunoby made the defense so much better. Julius Randle, his role, I mean, subtracting RJ Barrett and Quickly, it made for a better fit. It really did. It was a perfectly constructed team that could dream. I think the dream died. I really do think the dream died when Julius Randle had to be shut down for the season. I hate to say it, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope that Peter said this earlier, old takes exposed kills us, and they go on to the Eastern Conference Final. I just don't see it happening. That's too important a player to lose. Just too important. There's no other way to look at it. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it obviously limits this team in a big way. But to me now, you're just thinking about, will OG come back? That is the thing. I think if OG doesn't come back, a sane, rational Knicks fan is not going to have an extremely high expectation for this team in the playoffs. But, Michael, I do think if they get Anunoby back, I could see this team having some magic in getting that excitement again and fans starting to believe. But you see at this point where they're at now, losing 3 straight, it's just hard to do it so undermanned without Randle and OG.
Boy, are you going to have a different feel about this team tomorrow. Win the game. You ended the three-game losing streak. You get off the mat a little bit. You lose four in a row. This could spiral. I mean, is it too strong a statement to say that if you lose tonight, you're more playing to stay out of the play-in than you are finishing third or fourth? It's more now just about trying to stay out of the play-in. If you lose four in a row.
Yeah, no,
now,
exactly.
Listen, Sacramento's got the same record as you, but you killed them in Sacramento. They're coming here. You
well,
need
remember,
the game.
You don't have Anunoby, and there's a chance that Josh Hart could miss tonight's game, too.
See, that's the thing that just starts to pile up here. All these guys playing extra minutes, is it catching up with them, or is it just fluke that these injuries are happening? And then, and the more you kill yourself, guys, to stay out of the play-in and to finish as high as you can, what are you going to have left?
See, that's my problem, Don. He's carrying the whole team, Jalen Brunson. He just is. And then when the defense completely fixates on him in a best of seven series, there's not many adjustments you can make.
No.
And we saw that, you know, one of the plans that some teams had, double team him and dare other people to beat you. And if they don't beat you, the Knicks are not going to win.
Well, and then that just becomes if their threes are falling, they're in good shape, right? You get DiVincenzo hitting a bunch of threes, and I guess you can win any game. But if you don't have that shot and you got to create, and it's really about, you know, Brunson and what he can give you. And he gives you 100% every single night. I think it's going to have to catch up with you. I don't know. Do the Cavaliers, are they killing themselves to finish with the three seed? Are the Orlando Magic killing themselves the way the Knicks are? I mean, we watch the Knicks every night, so we see it. But are those teams as willing to fight every single night the way the Knicks are? I don't know. But it is going to catch up with you. And Thibodeau's known for playing these guys a ton of minutes. So what are they going to have left once they get to the playoffs to try to avoid finishing low in the standings?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, this is not a time where this Knicks team can breathe. It's not like they can stop and breathe for a few games. They already lost three straight. So they're going to have to now be basically playing like it's the playoffs from here on out.
Which is not the worst thing in the world because it does get you ready for the grind of the playoffs. But
they just got to get help.
Out either.
They just got to get help in getting guys back.
Right. Now, historically, we see they spread the games out in the first round. So it's not like you're guaranteed to play every other day the way you do in the NHL or every day you play in Major League Baseball. They might catch breaks there. But what do they have, seven games left, Michael? They got the Kings. I think they got a couple of games with the Bulls.
They played 75 games.
Three with the Bulls.
Seven games left, yeah.
So they should still be in good shape. They should be able to take care of the Bulls, right? That should be three wins right there. If you win tonight, that's four. And the Celtics have already wrapped everything up, so maybe you get a team that doesn't care in the Celtics. This is still a team that should be able to win.
No, they should be able to win plenty of games.
And if you win five of the next seven, you're going to stay out of the
play. You know what loss, to me, has hung over my head with this team?
Spurs.
Yes.
That's a killer.
The Spurs game was an absolute killer.
But see, what that tells you is that they can lose to anybody.
Exactly.
And you can't take 3-0 against the Bulls for granted after what happened against San Antonio.
Well, and that you know, Jalen Brunson shooting the ball 40 times is not the way for this team to win.
Now let's talk about the other Garden tenant. A little bit frisky yesterday with the Devils, but the Rangers are finishing strong, Don. They certainly are. And President's Trophy looks like it could be a deal.
It does. I mean, they widen their lead over Boston. Boston's taking on Carolina tonight, so obviously, you want to root for Boston because you want to try to make sure you win the Metropolitan Division. That's what you're hoping to do. But there's something, and I don't want to be like nitpicky, but they got to clean some things up, Michael. That second period was atrocious. The decisions they made, and I think Dave's really funny. Like, they are so highly skilled. I mean, you can make the case they're right up there, you know, with Edmonton or Colorado as far as being just so skilled. And I'll be calling a game. You'll appreciate this, Peter.
Okay.
I'm calling a game with Dave. And Dave will be like, all right, cue Sweet Georgia Brown. Like, cue the Harlem Globetrotters on ice. Like, they start to play, like, behind-the-back passes. And then it's fine against the Devils. But even against the Devil team that was desperate, they turn the puck over. All of a sudden, you're up 2-0. It's 3-2. You're losing. You do that in the playoffs, it costs you a game, can end up costing you a series. The playoffs are about grinding it out. The playoffs are about keeping it simple. Laviolette called timeout, and we were talking to Braden Schneider after the game, and he said that old Laviolette was saying, just keep it simple. But, you know, Kreider doesn't want to get offside, so he just blindly throws the puck into center ice, and it creates a 2-on-1, and the Devils cash in. You do that in the playoffs against Carolina. You do that in the playoffs against Boston. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. So I'm with you, Michael. I think the team is playing great. They've got an excellent chance to win the President's Trophy for the first time since they won the Cup in 94. But that second period shows you that at any given moment, when they don't take responsibility, they can get beat. So they hopefully these things are happening now and they learn from it and clean those things up in the final six games when you get ready for the playoffs.
Now, you mentioned Dave, and I just wanted to bring this up. So I heard the call of the fight at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. To hear his maniacal laughter, I mean, he loves it. You could just hear him giggling in the background.
It was funny, though. Like, it does get comical, I think, a little bit. Because Dave is with me. Like, Dave thinks the game doesn't need this anymore. And for the most part, it doesn't. You won't see it in the playoffs. But to just see, like, a line brawl, it felt like Slapshot last night.
We have the call, Don. Let's listen to the call of the line brawl.
And everybody is on their feet. The gloves are dropped. We've got a line brawl. Jimmy Vesey and it looks like Curtis Lazar at the center red line. Meanwhile, Rempe and McDermott drop the gloves outside the circle. Goodrow has picked up Kevin Ball. Jacob Trouba has picked up Chris Tierney. And back in the Rangers zone, you've got Keandre Miller and John Marino. The main event is just beyond the New Jersey blue line.
Oh, boy. Keandre Miller is beating the daylights out of Marino.
And there are not enough stripes to get a hold of everybody.
Hey, it looked like he just saw an ice cream sundae. Oh, boy.
Well, because Miller just destroyed Marino. I give Marino credit. Miller's got like a foot on him. The reach is ridiculous. So I think that's what he kind of just thought was funny. I mean, you look at the replay, Peter, that's the one on the right. Miller's got like a foot on Marino. So credit to Marino for hanging in there. But it happened. It happened because of what happened with Rempe and Siegenthaler back on February 22nd. Rempe didn't answer the bell, not because he didn't want to, but because the officials got in between. He got a game misconduct. He was thrown out of the game. He waved at McDermott after the incident had taken place. So you knew this was going to happen. The question, Michael, is, was Laviolette wrong to put Rempe on the ice to start the game? Should he have waited? It's a debatable conversation. The Rangers won the game, so it doesn't matter anyway. But by all that breaking out, you lose Miller, you lose Trouba, you lose Rempe, you lose Barkley Goodrow in a game you want to have to try to win the President's Trophy. Would discretion be the better part of valor just to say, all right, listen, if they get into it later on, fine, but we're not going to start the game that way? Because he didn't have to put Rempe out there. But I guess he felt like he wanted to give the kid his chance. I don't think Laviolette thought everybody was going to get thrown out the way that they did. But I guess that's the debatable thing. Now, they won the game, so it's over, but I don't know if I would have done that. I think I would have just played it straight, and then eventually the two would have gotten into a fight, and then it would have been all over. So it had a little bit of showmanship to it, a little bit of a circus atmosphere, which I don't think you really need. You've got bigger fish to fry, but I guess no harm, no foul. They got their 2 points, and now they move on to Detroit tomorrow.
All right, the Mets still trying to win their first game. They have a doubleheader at Citi Field, straight doubleheader. First game, they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Then they end up losing in 11 innings, 6-3. Didn't have a hit in the last six innings. Lindor, McNeil, and Nimmo have been hopeless at the plate, and they're losing 1-0 in the is that the second inning? Yeah, in the third inning right
now. Bottom three.
At Citi Field. It's time now for the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. Yankees have their opener tomorrow at home, their home opener. Gates are going to open at 11 a.m., pre-game ceremonies will begin at 12:30. The Yankees are saying that fans should arrive early. A big crowd is expected, and it's projected to be 45 degrees. So the Yankees also say, bundle up. It'll be Marcus Stroman for the Yankees, and the Blue Jays, you say Kikuchi will go. How about the Blue Jays, Don and Peter? They have opened the season, three series on the road. I mean, that's tough, man. I know that they're reconfiguring Rogers Center, and maybe they didn't think it was going to be ready in time. It is ready, but imagine that, three series on the road and ending up with a three-game set at Yankee Stadium. So it should be fun after a 6-1 road trip. It's amazing how they've started off against really good teams, sweeping the Astros, taking 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks, the defending National League champions. And if you really want to pick it apart, it hasn't been perfect. They're 6-1 and they haven't been perfect.
That's sort of what I like about it, Michael. I like how gutty the wins have been.
Stanton struck out 11 times in 20 at bats. Didn't play in two of the seven games.
Yeah.
Judge had three hits coming into yesterday, but he hit a home run into the pool and then a big double. Verdugo was 3-for-24 before he hit that home run to lead off the 10th inning, which was a bomb. Yesterday, Anthony Volpe made a throwing error in the 10th inning, which gave the Yankees the Diamondbacks a chance to get back into it and tie it at 4. So there's a lot of things that did not go right, and they still win. And, you know, two straight starts now. Nestor Cortez did pitch great, but the bullpen bailed him out, and the offense bailed him out as well. He's got to straighten things out because, you know, he's facing the number one starter on teams because he started opening day where Gerrit Cole was supposed to start. So you should be giddy about 6-1. Well, it hasn't been a perfect 6-1, and as Peter said, you can actually say that's a good thing because you know that Judge is going to hit. Verdugo's going to hit 33 doubles. That's just what he does. And I told you at the beginning, I'm not certain about the starting pitching. I thought Rodon pitched very well for the second straight game, and the bullpen has been great. But so far, so good for the Yankees, 6-1, and they open up in front of a sellout crowd at the stadium tomorrow.
Yeah, they grind it out, Michael, and you go back to the Houston series. They scored a run with a hit batsman. They scored a run, bases loaded walk. They scored a run yesterday on a balk in extra innings. Just finding ways. You want to grind it out. That's how you win in the playoffs. You know, well, the knock was always, well, geez, the Yankees, if they don't hit home runs, they don't score. Well, that hasn't necessarily been the case this year. They put together some nice at-bats. They didn't situationally hit great in Houston until the latter innings, but that's when you want to hit, right?
Yep.
They left all kinds of problems with the double plays early against Houston, but they hit past the sixth inning, and they're 6-1. You really can't complain. They haven't even played at home yet, so... Should be a lot of fun. The team that's the closest to you is Boston. I don't think you have to worry about that being sustainable. You know, give Baltimore credit. They've won 4 of their first 6. As you said, Toronto playing exclusively on the road. They're 3-4, so they're kind of hanging in. So nobody's run away with anything. It's still very, very early. So just have fun with it. Believe me, I'm watching a team that's 0-5. I'd rather be 6-1.
Well, that is the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365.
Good job, Don.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Now, on a very, very serious note, and it's just a heartbreaking story, there's a gentleman that works for the Yankees. His name is Michael Tucciani. He is one of the nicest people that works within the Yankee umbrella. He's the Senior Vice President of Partnerships for the Yankees, and my heart goes out to he and his family. His wife, Catherine, was driving near their home in Armonk yesterday at 5:30 in the afternoon, and a tree came down and struck her vehicle and killed her. Mm. And it's just, I mean, how fragile life is, how you know, his life has completely changed, could not have expected it. His daughter had to come back from college and, you know, having news what happened to her mom. And it shouldn't happen to anybody, but Michael Tucciani is such a sweet soul and is such a friendly person, a nice person. And to see that, you know, he lost his wife at the age of 50 because a tree came down. Somebody said it to me today. Talk about how, like, a billion to one shot. That's an old tree, probably been there 250 years, and it comes down at that moment.
It's insane.
When her car is passing at that point. And my heart goes out to Michael.
I was thinking about it today. You know, you prepare for, you know, surgery, or you get on a plane and you think something can happen. Like, this is just walking out the door.
Yep.
Like, you don't think that's going to happen, Michael. You don't worry about stuff like that. You worry when you get on the highway something can happen. But just to walk out of your house or get out of your car in a tree just shows how fragile, how it all could be taken away in a second, and then you just have to appreciate every moment.
Well, that's obviously, I'll be thinking about their family. That's a brutal story. And in this area over the last few weeks, guys, there's been a lot of trees that have come down. The rain softens the ground, and then the wind is intense, and then these trees come out, and that's just awful to hear.
Oh, I mean, I was the person who told me yesterday, before we got on the plane, was Aaron Boone, and you know he was shaking because, you know, you and Don, you've never met Michael. He's just, what a terrific person, and you know I've met his wife, and she was a terrific person, and I mean life's changed in an instant. So, hug whoever you love, and you know, you just never know. You just never know. So as Peter said, and he said it well, we send our thoughts. I don't even know what I'm going to say to Michael when I see him. I mean, what do you say to somebody like that? I mean, after what he's gone through.
I think all you can do is sort of hug him, you know, and be there for him. What else? Yep. What else is there to say?
All right. We'll get back to the toys and candy and all that. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment. We have another WWE guest coming up.
A big one. Big one at 5:45.
All right. So we'll do that as well. Don and Peter in Philadelphia at WWE World before WrestleMania. Well, I told you that my home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at CertaPro Painters. They're working now, and CertaPro Painters treats my home with as much care as I would. They've protected my floors and the carpeting on my staircase. Everything is clean and handled with care, including the scaffolding they needed to use to reach everything. The precision and attention to detail as they paint every spindle of the staircase is absolutely exceptional. They take pride in what they do, and you can trust them to get the job done right. Now's the time to do the home painting project that you've been putting off. Why wait? Well, from now until April 30th, CertaPro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Garrett in Deer Park. Garrett.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time, long time.
Oh,
like you guys have been saying, I've been loving how the Yankees have been playing. 6-1's a fantastic start. Everyone's playing great. My one concern is the bullpen. Now, the bullpen's fantastic, but it's the closing end with Clay Holmes. He's usually, like, I get a heart attack seeing this guy pitch. Like, if it wasn't for Soto's outfield assist in the first game and Judge's double in the in extra innings, you know, like, we're looking at two blown saves. And, you know,
it's wait a minute, Garrett. Yesterday's game was not that was on Volpe's throw. That was a 1-2-3 inning. You can't put that on Holmes. He had great stuff yesterday.
All right, good talk.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, they're out of that inning, Michael, and
they won the game. Also, here's the deal. I think that Yankee fans and baseball fans have a form of PTSD when it comes to Mariano Rivera. One of a kind. Once in a lifetime, maybe ever. Once in ever. People are not automatic. Closers are not automatic. Clay Holmes has four saves. Well, three saves and a win. Yesterday's blown save, that's some quotes. That wasn't a blown save. That wasn't on him. I mean, people want Mariano. Yeah. He doesn't exist anymore as a pitcher. Who's like that?
You're also,
I'm sorry, you're also starting these extra innings with a runner at second, too. That's a different world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Slick in the car. Slick.
Guys, what's going on? Listen, I have to say the most painful part about being a Met fan in 2024 is not having the Wilpons there to blame all of our problems on. This is so tragic, and I don't want to say this is an overreaction because we're only, what, 5-6 games into the season. But, I mean, it clearly Cohen's money cannot fix everything. We have like $70 million in dead cap that's just absolutely sitting over the team. And then next year, if we go and get Soto, what? We're just going to overpay, and then everybody's going to be frustrated when he goes through a slump. And then, like, look at the money we threw at Lindor. Obviously, I'm happy that we have an owner that's willing to spend. But I don't want to hear that he's, you know, underrated. We're paying him a ton of money. Every year he gets off to a horrible start. Last year he dragged his feet through March, through April, through May. Part of the reason why we were so bad last year is we were slumping through those early months, led by him. So now he turns it on towards the middle part of the year when we're kind of already out of contention, and then he finishes with 250 average. Everybody loves to say, oh, look at how impressive he is. He's one of the top shortstops in the league. He's got to be a leader. I just think it's very hard right now because I have nothing to rest my hat on to blame other than, you know, poor play. And it's just frustrating. Well, I love these players, McNeil, but, you know, it's very upsetting.
Well, listen, don't get me wrong. Lindor, when I say underrated, I mean I think he gets beat up because of the contract. He's not worth the money he's being paid. He's still a very good ball player, Michael. You know, but I think he gets attacked because of the huge contract that he signed. That turned out to be a mistake contract, but I still think you're happy to have his production in your lineup for 162 games, albeit really a bad start here. Cohen's money bought you out of Scherzer and Verlander, who would not be helping this team right now because they'd be hurt.
But you can also say that Cohen's money brought those players in.
No, he did, and it ended up not working. But the money was able to buy them out of that mistake. Now, I don't want to judge everything on this year because this was supposed to be, even though I think he said he'd be disappointed they didn't make the playoffs, this was supposed to be the reset year, get out from under the contracts you're paying players that aren't even on your team anymore, relying on a lot of one-year contracts that if they don't work, they're gone, and then you could reset with the money, and also because of getting rid of Scherzer and Verlander, you were able to replenish your minor league system. I still think you're better off with Steve Cohen as the owner than the Wilpons, because if the Wilpons were here, I don't know if it would be any better. Now I think that there is some hope, but right now this year looks like, it feels like, it's been 10 straight innings. They haven't gotten a hit, Michael.
Unbelievable. Their team batting average is 169, which is the lowest in the majors.
You know, but
they're losing 1-0 after four, by the way.
Yeah,
the top of the fifth.
It is really a disaster, and I guess we'll see. Now, listen, Stearns is coming here trying to correct the ills that go back, a couple of regimes ago. It's going to take a little time. Now, mistakes were made. Lindor contract was a mistake. Scherzer and Verlander were mistakes. But I think getting out of that was the right move. And I want to see what Stearns can do over a little bit of time. I'm frustrated, but I still believe there's hope. I still would rather have Steve Cohen as my owner than the Wilpons.
Let's go to Bruce in Flushing, our good friend Bruce. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. 3 points, if I can. Number one, Michael, why did Major League Baseball force the Yankees to move the game time to Monday? It's now a 6 p.m. start. They said they don't want people playing or being at the game during the eclipse. All of a sudden, they realize that there's going to be an eclipse on Monday?
I do not. I've just heard rumors of that change, so I haven't heard anything definitive, but if that's the reason, then that's the reason.
But they noticed a month ago, 2 months ago?
Right.
Major League Baseball. I'm not blaming the Yankees. I'm blaming Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I know that the start time that's on the schedule is 2:05, but you're saying it's been changed.
Yeah, supposedly.
Where'd you see that?
I heard it on another station, and the Yankees supposedly sent out a press release about it.
Okay.
Number two, Michael, at the moment I have cataracts, and it's hard for me to see the scoreboard. So when you go out from an inning, since the people like me, who have vision problems, can you just say who's winning or losing? Because we can't see it if we have rhythm problems.
Well, we try to say it. It's hard to do it every single inning because you know you're being counted down and there's video being played. But I will certainly keep that in mind and consider it.
Okay, last thing on the Giants. Is it doable salary cap wise? And if Buffalo would want it, if the Giants try to trade for Josh Allen and give him the number 6 pick, plus obviously other picks, you think A is a doable salary cap wise, and do you think Buffalo might want to do it?
Well, I mean, just because they traded Diggs, everybody thinks, well, they're giving up. I mean, as long as you have Josh Allen and maybe they'll draft a wide receiver, they'll have somebody to throw to. Things are obviously not right with Diggs for them to take that salary cap hit and still trade him. And then the Texans announced today they're not giving him an extension. He'll just be there for 1 year and they'll allow him to become a free agent. I'm sure, I mean, if Joe Shane's doing his due diligence, he'll call Buffalo. But I'd be shocked if Buffalo would give up Josh Allen.
No,
why
that's
would Buffalo
really
be starting over again?
Yeah, you don't.
And they're going to be moving into a new stadium soon.
Listen, they're moving pieces around for various reasons. Obviously, Diggs and Allen didn't get along. I guess there was something to that they were able to eat that money to move them. But they've also had a lot of salary cap issues that they're trying to alleviate themselves of. But as long as they have Allen, they're in the conversation. I mean, I heard him talking about it this morning on DNR that you can make the case the Bills are still better than the Jets. I think the Jets can win this division, but the fact that they still have Josh Allen and they still have a pretty good head coach, they're still going to be in the conversation. So I don't know why they would completely tap out on the next few years and start over when they can rebuild the pieces around a really, really good quarterback.
Haas in New Jersey. Haas.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm pretty excited. Actually, I have 2 points. One, I just realized that the weekend I'm having coming up, I'm going to Yankees game Friday, WrestleMania Saturday, and then the Rangers game Sunday.
Wow,
so
it's a good
you
weekend.
You guys have somehow gotten... Yeah, it's great. And you guys somehow got into my brain and made me do all this because I listen to the show all the time, so I'm blaming you guys for it.
It sounds like it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. I'm excited. I'm fired up. But I want to make a point. I have something else I wanted to say, but that guy that just called in and complained about Clay Holmes, I think people like him that, you know, we got spoiled by Mariano. He's got to go out, download the Closer audiobook narrated by the great Michael Kay, and just listen to it because we were so lucky to have Mariano that I don't think these guys really realize just how special he is. And I think instead of complaining that we don't have another Mariano, they should just be grateful that we even had him to begin with.
You know what? That's a good way to put it. I think people were spoiled. And I don't blame him because he was there so long. But that's not normal. What Mariano did is simply not normal. And to expect it to happen with every other closer, they've been very fortunate. The guys that they brought in other than Mariano, they've been good closers. Clay Holmes is an absolute bargain the Yankees got in a trade with the Pirates. Nobody ever imagined Clay Holmes could be this. And by the way, if he doesn't do a good job, Yankees have other guys that can close. Ian Hamilton was phenomenal yesterday. So if that's the least of your problems or that's the biggest problem you have, then you don't have that many problems for sure. All right, we got a big WWE guest coming up, right, Peter?
Oh, you're darn right. Jade Cargill is going to be here next.
That's coming up next.
First time I've ever talked to her on a microphone. Yeah, looking forward to it.
That's coming up next on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. Well, I told you my home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at CertaPro Painters. They're working now, and CertaPro Painters treat my home with as much care as I would. They protected my floors and the carpeting on my staircase. Everything is clean and handled with care, including the scaffolding that they needed to use to reach everything. They're so neat. The precision and attention to detail as they paint every spindle of the staircase is absolutely exceptional. They take pride in what they do, and you could trust them to get the job done right. Now's the time to do the home painting project that you've been putting off. Why wait? From now through April 30th, CertaPro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Julius Randle's out for the remainder of the year. They say the shoulder is not stable enough to withstand any contact, and it could make it worse and really make it a terrible, terrible injury. It's pretty bad the way it is right now. So he's going to have surgery. That's it. The dream is over. I mean, I think it would be phenomenal the way the team is right now, even to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you wanted to dream about them beating the Celtics, if you wanted to dream about them going to the NBA Finals, that dream is over. There's too much heavy lifting for Jalen Brunson. There's just too much for a 6-foot guard to have to carry the weight of the entire team like that. And we don't even know if OG Anunoby is going to come back. I just don't think he could do that through two playoff series to get them to the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's another case of New York not being able to have nice things. It's really sad. It really is. Ah,
oh, Michael, what a job you did.
Oh, yes, Peter, yes.
Well, I did a good job too today, Michael, because I pulled a coup, all right? She has not done a lot of interviews yet since she's joined WWE. It's my first time getting to chat with her. Philadelphia, WWE World, WrestleMania, makes a noise for Jade Cargill. She makes her WWE debut on Saturday.
Yay!
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Hold on. Let me adjust my hair.
Yeah, look at the monitor. Hold Get on. It all right.
It's one piece. Could you grab it for me?
Where? This one?
Is it down? Nope.
Nope. Oh, I messed it up. I had one job and I blew it.
All right, there we go. Got it. Okay.
Now she's all set.
I think that's good. All right, there we go.
How are you feeling, Jade? What does this feel like?
It feels great. This is my first time at WrestleMania in general, and at that, I'm in a match. Like, who gets that? It feels great. It feels electric. I feel grateful, humble, very humble.
So I'll have Michael and Don know, they don't follow wrestling quite as much as I do, that when Jade first appeared on the scene, she jumped off the TV in this way that I think everybody collectively said, she has to be in WWE one day. Like, don't get me wrong, it's great to see what she's doing, but she needs to be in WWE. Did you always feel that way? And when did you first start to believe that was what the path would be?
Okay, so initially, I only knew about WWE. I went to a tryout. You know, everybody watched WWE growing up. You know, that's a place that everybody wanted to be a part of or do something with.
And this came from our mutual friend Mark Henry, correct?
Yes, literally found me, came to the gym, watched me worked out, and he was just like, okay, yeah, you're going to a tryout. Like, I think you have it. I know you have that presence. You have that confidence. Go. And I did that. It went great. I was asked to come back. However, I had a better deal at the other company, and I bet on myself, and now we're here.
Now, are you nervous going into WrestleMania? I mean, this is a pretty big deal, so are there nerves involved?
No, not at all. Maybe, I mean, I feel like because everybody reminds me every day, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And now I'm sitting back thinking, should I be nervous? But no, honestly, the bigger the crowd, the more people who expect so much of me, I crush things under pressure. So I love it. Like, I'm not nervous at all.
Who are you? Who says things
I'm
like
Jade
that?
I'm Jade Cargill. Well, you know what? I will say this. I had a great example from my spouse who played baseball for 17 years. And I watched him go out there and perform and just be himself. And I sat back and, you know, behind the scenes and watched it. And I was like, right. I can do that. And just seeing him have restless nights and just seeing the work that he put in, you know, because I had a great example, I knew what I could do.
And Jade's husband is Brandon Phillips, who spent the majority of his career with the Cincinnati Reds.
Last played
in 2018. And he was a heck of a player, Jade.
Great second baseman, guys. Listen, that's my rock.
Yeah, and I've always felt that nervousness comes from a lack of preparedness. If you're prepared, the nerves go away. So how do you prepare for these moments?
You really can't prepare for anything. In wrestling, things go off the hinges all the time. You just have to do what you do best and just go out there and put your best foot forward, and either they're going to like it or they don't. There's always some – people hate on LeBron. I'm a huge LeBron fan. People hate on LeBron. You know what I'm saying? People hate it on Michael Jackson. People hate it on Taylor Swift. People hate on Beyonce. You got to do what's best for you, and you just got to say, forget everybody else. Like, I'm going to do what I think is best.
The Royal Rumble moment, it was a big deal. It was at a stadium, obviously. A lot of people had a hunch that you might show up.
Yeah.
And when that music hit, though, it was electric. What was the feeling like? And I told you right after, yeah. I was like, it all went perfect. Like, it really couldn't have gone better. We just showed it on the show, but you and Nia had that moment together. It really worked out great.
Yes.
What did that moment feel like?
I was nervous for that because I didn't know the response that I was going to get. I'm so used to talking crap and just not caring, like showing up and being like, whatever. So this was the first time that I was like, okay, Jade, you have to care. Like the response, your first response, even though I feel like right now I've had 4 debuts, like I'm about to have my 4th debut at this point. The nerves were there for that, but just how the crowd, like the universe, the WWE universe, that you guys just accepted me and took me in and cheered for me, I was not expecting that at all. Like when I came back, I was so focused in. I came back, everybody was like, girl, like, did you hear that? And I was like, what? Like, really? I couldn't have gotten a better reaction from you guys. So it was one-on-one. I was in the perfect spot. Fan base made me feel welcome. The staff made me feel welcome. Like, it was something that I never thought was going to happen like that.
It was an amazing moment to see. I got to tell you, too, like, in talking to you for the first time this much, like, your personality is almost surprising.
Really?
Like, and I just say that because you're somewhat bubbly.
Okay.
But I your am, character is so...
Stoic.
You're stoic and strong.
Yeah.
Do you look forward to a time when, like... as you get to be around more and more and you continue to keep working in the ring and on the mic, that you'll get to really be this full Jade Cargill all the time?
I can't give you guys too much. Like, I feel like when you give people too much, they think they know you, right? And I give you guys enough. Like, for example, if something's going on in your personal life, right? You don't want to say, oh, I know this. And it's like, no, you don't know this.
You mean you don't want to be like doubled over in pain, laying face down in a radio studio vaping with your co-host?
Oh, my gosh.
It may or may not have happened, but whatever. We got past it. Keep going.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying.
But, no, I mean, like, the way that I'm so accepted here, I don't mind at all. Like, this is who I am. I'm a chill person, believe it or not. But, like, I love to have a good time. Like, I love to interact. Like, today my line was ridiculous. And I wanted to, like, I was literally the entire time talking to everyone. At a point, they were like, Jade, you can't talk.
You gotta move,
like, you gotta go, you gotta go. But I love, because people are coming from UK, people are coming from Scotland, people are coming from all walks of life with different reactions and different viewpoints. And I wanna know, like, what got you into wrestling? Like, why are you here? You like me? Oh my gosh, like, is this your first WrestleMania? It's mine too. Like, I love the interaction because it shows you that all of this, all these bumps we take, all the BS we take behind the scenes, it's all worth it.
Now, does Brandon support you the way you supported him? I mean, does he come on the road with you?
Yes. Right now, he's a stay-at-home dad. We actually own a professional softball team called the Texas Smoke, which we won last year, the WPF, guys.
And by the way, that's fast pitch, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Softball,
we won it our first year, guys. Like, it was a big, big deal. And at that, like, supporting women's sports is a big pleasure of mine. But, yes, he does. He's always on the road as much as he can. But we have a 7-year-old daughter, so we're not trying to go to jail for her. Missing school is, like, all the time. So we have to be careful and pick and choose. Like, they'll be here tonight, so she's missing school tomorrow. But he's a phenomenal. Right now, he's a stay-at-home dad. Like, he's enjoying it. If anything, he just wants more vacations, which right now I can't give him.
Who's the better athlete?
me.
Wow.
I wouldn't say that, but if he was here right now, he would be like, oh, no, you're not. Because he comes from a very competitive family. I'm competitive, but I know what's good for me. I'm like, all right, like, I'm not going to win this Uno game. It's fine. His family, like, and that's what I can say, his family has raised so many athletes. So they're the type of people that if they lose, they're going to keep on playing until they're winning. I'm the type of person to say, okay, I bow out. Like, this just isn't good for me.
Are you in the lifting department? Are you guys?
Oh, me.
It's you.
All day, every day, yes. Baseball, they don't have, like, super strong. Like, they're very, like, you know, like, they have to have a little pudge in the waist a little bit. It's all me. It's all me.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all me.
Yeah, being up close, like, I just catch myself seeing your arms every once in a while.
Thank you.
It's insane. How much time are you spending in the gym on a daily basis?
5 days a week for about 2.5 hours. And honestly, like, I've been at the PC for about 3-4 days out of the week. So I'm pulling
two a day.
And
that's in-ring work also.
Yes. So I'm pulling 2 days about 2-3 days a week at this
That's
point.
What I do,
like,
too, Jade. That's
do
what
you?
I do. Too.
Yeah. Well, you should look just like me. Does yeah.
Oh, no. If yeah. you keep watching the monitor, you'll see. He looks almost the exact yeah,
oh,
almost
yeah.
the exact same.
I see you. Look. So he's talking yeah. about my arms. He should be talking about yours.
Yeah. There you go. Look at that. Yeah.
Last thing I have for you. You're in this six-woman tag match
yes.
with Naomi and Bianca. I talked to Bianca a couple of days before you got here. And this is off the air, but I don't think I'm speaking out of school. She was like, I cannot wait for Jade to be here. How meaningful is it for you guys to be together and sort of this moment for black women in wrestling to have this match at WrestleMania?
You guys, like, I would have never. First of all, we're talking about Naomi and Bianca Belair. I could have never had a better setup next to two veterans, one who has won WrestleMania how many times?
Many. She's undefeated, I think.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So for me to even be in the same ring, which people, of course, you've seen me from the beginning, no one would ever fathom that. I don't think anybody ever thought that I was probably going to ever come here or at that we'll actually be in the same ring together. So for me to have two phenomenal women, two phenomenal black women, women in general, I would have never, ever thought that in my life. I'm just happy to be next to them at this point. I mean, eventually, I'm going to take over. That's just, that's my MO.
Right.
That's business.
That's business.
But right now, to be at my first WrestleMania, period, for me to be next to these living legends, for me to be in a match against Asuka and all, like,
it's amazing.
It doesn't get any better than that. Like, who can say that? No one. And then to have only two losses in my entire career, like, that's huge, you know?
Some would say you shouldn't have had any of them, but that's a different story.
That's
a different story.
It's a different story. You know, you got to do certain things to get ahead in life, and I'm here for a reason, and I'm not here to just blend in. I'm here to stand out and make a name for myself.
Jade Cargill, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks,
this
Jade.
This has been so cool. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I will see you as the weekend goes on. One time, make some noise for Jade Cargill, a debut on Saturday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. ENN is next. But first, you got to say goodbye to Busted Brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Duke is finally out, but now I'm rocking with UConn, and you can get $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over in physically present New York, first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For the gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.